So as you know, for the past 3.5 years, we've been sharing stories about people leaving MAGA. And they've been leaving for different reasons, but it's been a major priority at the Midas Touch Network to share these stories. Well, I've got a major announcement that you are going to love. But first, let me just show you one of the more recent exhibits why people are leaving MAGA. Let's play this video from Trump's speech the other day.
Story with that. Did she get the questions? You think? So I hear she got the questions, and I also heard she had something in the ear, a little something in the ear. No, Kamala, do this. Say it this way, Kamala. Okay, be quiet. Too many people watching.
The shtick is running thin right there. What do you say to Republicans who are leaving? He says they're being compromised by China and they're in China's pocket where Donald Trump has secret Chinese bank accounts. Well, who better to talk about leaving MAGA than the leader of the organization leaving MAGA? We've got Rich Loges joining us. I'm sure you know Rich's speech at the Democratic National Convention, which was incredible. I'll show you that in a little bit. But the Leaving MAGA organization will be doing a number of videos right here exclusively for the Midas Touch Network, sharing the stories of people like Rich who have left MAGA, the reasons they've left MAGA, how you talk to MAGA relatives who may want to leave MAGA. Let's bring in Rich Loges. Rich, welcome to the Midas Touch Network for this video and for the numerous videos we're going to be doing from now until election and then hopefully thereafter, because we've got a lot of work to do. So welcome.
Ben, thank you so much. It's a little surreal to hear you introduce me about coming to collaborate with you guys here at Midas Touch Network. When I was in MAGA, if I had met you and anyone at the Midas Touch team, I'd have said, just like what Trump said about Republicans for Harris, these guys are the existential enemies against all of us in MAGA. So as part of our working together, you know, I want people to know that the kind of content we're going to create here, we're going to bring some joy, we're going to bring some hope, but a lot of what we talk about is going to be some of my own experiences from the inside, trying to help Americans understand why their friends and family fell prey to MAGA on the right wing, why they're still in the thrall of it, and some of the work that we're going to do to empower people to leave and try to mend ties and reconcile with their friends and family. So I'm really just really honored. It's very unlikely for me to be joining all of you, but I'm here to do my part in trying to resolve and remedy some of the ills that I have caused from my time in MAGA. And as far as being a Republican for Harris, which I am here in Florida, and I got about getting paid, I get this all the time, and I just want to make a plea, Ben, to everyone out there. If anyone knows where all of this money is that I have supposedly earned, please, I accept any way of paying that. I get it all the time, and I know that that's standard fare. And another point, if I just may, regarding the fake Republicans, and this is one of the themes that we'll really delve deep into in the many, many coming videos we're going to work on. In MAGA, there is this, we're the real Americans, everyone else is the fake Americans. We're on the right side of history, everybody else is on the wrong side of history. And so there is this really traumatic, exclusive mythology that exists in the MAGA community. And that's really what drives that kind of rhetoric that Trump says and a lot of MAGA Americans and a lot of Republicans also. It's a matter of who's the real side, who's the good side against the fake evil side.
I want to show you some of the receipts right here just to show that you were, you were doing radio for MAGA. You were a MAGA pundit. We've got all of the photos with some of all of the top kind of MAGA leadership right there. Talk to us, though, about kind of your journey. Was there a breaking point, multiple breaking points? Were there times where you were like, I don't know, but you stayed in it? And like, how would you describe it? Was it one moment, many moments? And what was the final straw that broke the proverbial camel's back?
Sure. Thank you. You know, I look back on my life every day. I wish I could go back in time and change my votes and my decisions. I was neither a Republican nor a Democrat before Trump ran in 15, 16. I thought the two parties were the same. I thought that the political system overall would benefit from being obliterated and rebuilt. And so when Trump ran, even though he ran as a Republican, that was a lot of his brand as a candidate. He came in and said that the politicians have failed us. They don't represent us. Let's take a flamethrower to this system. Let's change the ways. And though I wasn't immediately enamored with the campaign, I found myself nodding along in agreement quite often. And it was very early in 16 when I decided to just jump headfirst into the campaign. I was working as a volunteer. I helped write part of the call script. In fact, the line that I contributed into the call script was, "Let's make history and elect Trump." And I did other grassroots work also, like phone banking, showing people where to get registered. So after we won in 16, I didn't just walk away. We were validated. All of the taking on the world and defeating the world, validation was there. And so during my time in, during when Trump was president, I was a pundit. I was writing freelance articles for The Federalist and American Greatness, American Thinker, WND. I was doing my own professionally produced right-wing podcast. I was an aspiring MAGA pundit. And after the 2020 election, I did not think the election was stolen. And I always mention this because I think it's an important part of my own MAGA odyssey. It was about 6 months after January 6th, here in Florida, where I've lived for many years, it was actually Ron DeSantis who was the catalyst for me for leaving MAGA. And if we recall, in the summer of 21, there was the Delta surge. Kids were getting sick. Some kids were dying. Children's hospitals were overflowing here. Ron DeSantis, I thought at the time, in fairness, was pretty good on the pandemic. He was relatively drama-free. He was visible. I thought that he showed a lot of mature leadership. And in fairness, I still think that to this day. But when all of a sudden he started having people at his press conferences talking about the vaccine changing your RNA, that's for me when my doubts commenced and my first initial emotions of feeling really confused. And after that happened with DeSantis, I did something, Ben, that I did not do for years while in the MAGA community, which was I diversified my news and information sources, because my diet was strictly the kinds of sites I wrote for, really, really far, far right wing news, media, and opinion. Once I started to move out of that bubble a little bit, started to find sources other than the right wing, I decided to delve a little bit deeper also into January 6th. Now, I did not support what happened that day. I didn't go. I wasn't invited. I knew people who had gone. Even if I'd been invited, I would not have attended. But I thought that January 6th was hyperbolized into this event by Democrats and anti-Trump Republicans as something is a much bigger deal than it really was. I had been at events where the Proud Boys were there. I'd been at events where Roger Stone was. I had a private dinner one time with Roger Stone sitting right next to him. But I thought that these people, these groups were really just hobbyists. And then I came to discover that actually that was not the case and that they were well-funded and coordinated. And perhaps worst of all, they had the blessing of the most powerful person in the world. So you have Ron DeSantis, and then you have January 6th. There are a couple of other moments, Ben, in between that summer of 21 and 22. Another was, if we recall back in February of 22, the Republican Party, not Republicans, not conservative Americans, the party itself said that the insurrection was legitimate political discourse. And then 3 months after that, there was, for me, what was really the final straw in all of this, which was the Uvalde school shooting. So I went through this year time of this internecine personal, political, moral tug of war. Because it wasn't just that these moments happened and I said, okay, that's it, I'm out. It was, to paraphrase the American writer Ernest Hemingway, my personal and political epiphany happened gradually and then suddenly all at once. So there would be moments when I was having these doubts and I was second-guessing my support for Trump and MAGA and DeSantis. But then I would see a photo, for example, like the ones you're going to show, where I'd be at events, or I'd be at Mar-a-Lago, or I'd be talking to some of my fellow MAGA Americans. And so I was ping-ponging a lot, just emotionally and politically, on what to do. But increasingly, my conscience, the alarm would not stop sounding. And it was, first, I left privately. I didn't really tell anyone. But then I decided that I wanted to publish a mea culpa. And I wanted to do it publicly because I was always very, very public in my support for Trump. So on August 30th, 2022, I published an apology in which I said I was wrong to have supported Trump and MAGA and DeSantis. I acknowledged my mistakes and I wanted the world to know that because of just how devoutly I had supported Trump and MAGA. And the God's honest truth of this, Ben, is this. When I wrote that on August 30, 2022, I actually never thought anybody would care. So we just celebrated what I call my leaving MAGAversary. So it was my 2-year leaving MAGAversary. And I guess one of the gifts of that leaving MAGAversary is a chance now to work and collaborate with you guys and the team here. So all of those events between January 6th and Ron DeSantis and Uvalde, it led me to a point where I said I could not defend the indefensible and justify the unjustifiable any longer.
You know, as you went through that journey over the past, you know, 3.5 years or so, over the past 3.5 years, as Midas Touch began to grow, and then that growth rapidly accelerated, what I started noticing was that thousands, then tens of thousands, and I haven't counted it, but potentially hundreds of thousands of former Trump supporters would share their stories with me, and they would say why they watch the Midas Touch Network, what appeals to them, these broader ideals and principles, the fact that our patriotism here is not just in the slogans, but showing what we can do to help Americans. And people would share with me their breaking points. So the growth of it kept on going. So I started reading the stories. And so I created what was called a mass exodus series of people leaving. And then that grew. And then we saw that become a major theme at the Democratic National Convention when you spoke. Just to remind everybody what you said, I just want to show everybody that clip. Let's play it.
My name is Rich Loges. I live in Florida. And until 2 years ago, I was a full-fledged member of MAGA. I believe Trump. I was a MAGA pundit. I had my own podcast. I was in a state of panic, terrified that Democrats were destroying our country. When the pandemic hit, we needed leadership, but we were given almost nothing. It was a major betrayal to the country. So I finally stepped outside the MAGA echo chamber. I stopped listening to what Trump said and looked around with my own eyes. And I realized he had been lying about pretty much everything. Lying is Trump's toxic superpower. He's ripped apart families, communities, our whole country. So this is my message to all the Republicans and independents who are watching. People like me who voted for and believed in Trump. I made a grave mistake, but it's never too late to change your mind. You don't need to agree with everything you hear tonight to do what is right. We need to be able to trust our leaders. That's why I'm all in for Kamala Harris.
Well, there you have what you said. There you have what you said. But I want to kind of leave people with this right now and talk about what we're going to be doing. Can you share the work, though, that Leaving MAGA is doing with those people? Like, for me, sure, I'm getting all of these messages, but it's also a bit of anecdotal data. I think it's confirmed, frankly, in the primaries where Donald Trump would underperform the polls by 10 to 15 points in major states, and we would see Republicans voting for Nikki Haley or other people. So I see a correlation there, but tell us about what your organization has identified with people leaving MAGA, and then what people can expect from this partnership with Midas Touch.
I mention a lot, and I will mention this so many times in the coming many, many months of us working together, that MAGA is a community. And one of the reasons it was so difficult for me to leave, and it's one of the reasons it's going to be difficult for others to leave, is that when you are so invested in a community, not just financially, but it's part of your being, it's part of your identity, walking away from that is really frightening. And so, yes, we are going to make an appeal to those with friends and with family who are in MAGA, who feel like they're never going to have the kinds of relationships again that they had before Trump came on the political scene. But a lot of, Ben, what we do also is going to be for MAGA Americans themselves, because it is my belief, and it's the wager that I'm making, that over time, I think it's happening actually right now, albeit probably a bit more quiet, but I think that it's going to happen over time where more and more who are in MAGA are going to start to have those doubts, and they're going to start to question their support. But if they don't have a new place to go, it makes it less likely that they will leave, even if they know that they should. So that's why Leaving MAGA, really, we are creating a community to counter the toxic community of MAGA, because most MAGA Americans deep down, I do believe, are good people. So many of the people, Ben, who are going to watch our videos, who have watched everything that's throughout Midas Touches Network, they have friends and family. And I have no doubt that you get a lot of the comments that I do, which is, Rich, Ben, what do I say to my mother? I don't have a relationship with my son anymore. We do not have to endure this the way that it's happened, but it is going to be difficult to get people to leave, because one of the challenges and one of the hard asks here is that we do need to rely on our allies who are going to be those friends and family. But I think, Ben, and I don't say this in any kind of supercilious way because it's my idea, what we are doing at Leaving MAGA and what we're going to do together here, no one is really doing this, because I think a lot of the approach and the stratagems and the rhetoric about how to talk about Trump voters and how to have conversations with them, I think it's done, the evidence shows, a lot more harm than good. So as we work in this activism, which I never really thought of myself that way, but it's what it is, we are going to take into consideration, yes, how to empower people to leave, how to mend those ties and reconcile with their friends and family. We want people to tell their stories if they feel like it will help bring them some closure. And for those who want to take on a larger role, we want to ask and encourage them to lead, to go and lead throughout the country, to empower others to leave MAGA. And some of those conversations in the coming many videos, we're going to speak to others who have left. And some of the details of the stories are going to be similar, but then everyone has their own unique and individual process they go through. You know, as a quick preview, this young man we're going to have a conversation with, he became engrossed in MAGA at 14 years old. So you want to talk about grooming our young people, I think that qualifies as grooming, although not quite in the way that the right wing and Trump and MAGA would want to have us believe. Another lady was very, very deep in MAGA and QAnon. And QAnon is a group that, when I was in MAGA, again, just like the Proud Boys, I thought these guys were just hangers-on. They were just guys online just talking about whatever wacky stuff that they talked about on the internet. But in fact, it turned out to be a group who actually does have a lot of influence, and they have the ear of Donald Trump and a lot of the other MAGA politicians and pundits. So what we're going to put together, I'm going to make an audacious claim that I don't think that what we're going to be producing here when it comes to Leaving MAGA, anybody else is doing that. And I don't say that in a way to try to brag. I'm just saying that I'm bringing what I hope will be experiential value, so that way people can understand a little more about why their friends and family may have been attracted to Trump, why they gravitated to MAGA, and really how we all work together to help them to eventually leave. Because we talk a lot about democracy, and we should. Well, I'm going to say, Ben, it's going to be very hard long-term for America to sustain our democracy when you got tens and tens of millions of Americans who are at odds with their closest friends and family and are estranged from their loved ones. So what we're going to do here, it's really going to positively change the country. I believe that. Even on the scale we've done right now with the platform we've had, I'm seeing the positive change. I see what we're going to do here is going to, it's really going to contribute to that joy and to that optimism that I think people are starved for. I think Americans, especially those with friends and family in MAGA, they want a reason to believe. I think we're going to give them some reasons.
Well, we're excited to make sure we share your videos here on the Midas Touch Network. You know, even though the Midas Touch Network may be viewed by some as one of the largest political media channels in the world, for me, that's not how I actually characterize it. To me, I view this as principles and values, and that is all about patriotism, but it's also about the basic human condition of just treating people with empathy, lifting people up and not punching down, and trying to just improve all of our lives. So the audacious goal that you talk about is really how we mend fences, bring Americans together, and recognize that we're citizens of America. We're also citizens of the world. We want the world to be a better place, this country to be a better place, and we want to leave a better world for future generations. So excited to announce this, our working together here on the Midas Touch Network. We're excited to have more videos, share more stories of people who are leaving MAGA, and tell the families out there what they can be doing. I get that asked all the time. So let's go. Let's do this thing. Rich Loges, great speech, by the
Thanks,
way.
Ben. At the DNC. So happy, excited, humbled to be with you guys. Thank you.
All right, everybody, hit subscribe. Let's get to 4 million subscribers here on Midas Touch.
Love this video? Make sure you stay up to date on the latest breaking news and all things Midas by signing up to the Midas Touch newsletter at MidasTouch.com/newsletter.